Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Man, where have I been? Deshaun Watson? And you knew? I didn't know that. You're like, oh. Yeah. I follow somebody who's always asking, tweeting about Deshaun Watson. I'm like, I have not thought about him. This is 2 weeks out, the Bills and the Browns.
Right.
Could that happen?
I mean,
what do you know here?
What I know is, well, first of all, someone for like maybe more than a month. This is one of those things I always thought, like, if it comes up, I guess, you know, reverse AFC power rankings would be an opportunity to mention it. Every week for a while now, Stefanski gets asked because someone I follow is just giving me just Browns media, you know, availabilities.
Who would and that be?
I don't even know. It might be just someone I follow retweeting an account that's asking him, you know, what's going on with Deshaun Watson?
I don't have a Browns.
Is there a practice window opening up or something? And
I've got Goodberry, who's today. I've got Andrew from Pittsburgh.
You know who I've got?
Jeremy Kahn. I've got Jeremy, AFC North.
Have you talked to Spencer German?
Yes.
Okay.
Rochester guy.
Yeah.
Or he worked there.
He's in Cleveland.
I might follow him.
And when I had him on, the first time I think we had him on, I had him on solo in the summer, I think, or earlier than that, whatever. And I think I started following him then. And that might be where I'm seeing retweets of Browns news conferences where Stefanski is asked. It's like every week. And it's always noncommittal. I don't even really know how he's answered other than, you know, we're just trying to get him healthy. Every week. So today I saw that they had opened his 21-day window. And what I know is that our buddy Armando Salguero wrote about it.
I follow him.
And he said, like, their motivation to not put him on the field should be extremely high.
Because, I know, but I'm wondering what that means to this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this a strike against that theory?
I don't know. If they're just going through the motions because he's healthy, I think the whole thing will be predicated on whether he can pass a physical or not. So if he's able to practice –
then you already passed the physical?
Right. I don't know how that works, but the physical going into next year though is the key element, I believe, from what I read from Armando, because the cap figure for next year is something in the 80 millions for Deshaun Watson on the Cleveland Browns. But if he is proven to be, or if they can prove that he's not healthy, they'll get a lot of relief from both, I think, financially and cap-wise. Like, the cap hit gets cut in half if he is physically, you know, incapable of playing. So, I don't know. If you want to play him and he demonstrates that he's healthy, then I think you might be on the hook for $80 million eventually.
Well, that would not be advised.
I don't think you want to do that if you're the Browns.
And they're bad.
Yeah.
And they have 5 games left, and they have no incentive to win.
No.
So what is this?
I don't know. Maybe you play him because he's the worst of your guys. I mean, he hasn't played since...
Can't be that much worse.
Well, like early last year, I guess, is when he last played.
But he can't be that much worse than what they're using.
I think that's also fair.
They should have... Wow, Cleveland. There are so many... We've talked about this. There are so many interesting... I mean, really up in the air quarterback situations in the NFL going into next year. The Browns, quintessentially, what should they want to do?
They just drafted 2 guys.
They just drafted
in
2
the last
guys
draft, but nobody, you know, third round, fifth round, yeah,
who predictably are not good.
Right,
like Sanders, we're trying to find the good. Gabriel, maybe also, but neither guy gives you any real, I think, anyway, confidence that you don't need to draft somebody else or sign somebody else. Watson, who should we want the Browns to roll out in Week 15? Week 16?
Week 16, yeah. 15 is Patriots. I honestly don't – I can't allow myself to be worried about them playing Deshaun Watson.
I'm not worried.
I might even feel like that might be the worst of their 3 options.
Well, maybe, but again, it's weird if they do it. What are they going for?
Right.
They're trying to find out if he can play, really? I mean, it's torn Achilles, it's the bad shoulder. I think the shoulder, when he left last time, or before the Achilles, I guess, when he was really struggling, it was the shoulder that was the story, not the scandal.
Right.
Or whatever sort of, like, confidence he'd lost. I mean, that might just go, it might just be in turn, but the shoulder, it looked like he couldn't throw. And so that, and then the an Achilles tear, and that's like a little more than a year ago. There was a setback supposedly, but when you open, I need to know from Sal or somebody, like when you open the practice window, aren't you like there? Shouldn't you be past the point of passing the physical? When that happens, isn't the whole point to like not do that?
I think again,
until you're physically able to like ramp up.
I think the timing of the physical again is for like next year's purposes, like before, like whenever the report date is.
No, I don't mean like for the contract and all of that. Okay. Just like logistically, doesn't it make sense to think that you should have to be able to pass a physical before this?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Well, okay then.
So
unless we're wrong about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the whole premise that I read from Armando is, you know, shaky. I don't know. Because I'm not sure all the machinations.
Okay.
But the way he wrote it pretty plainly was, you know, if they can hide behind insurance, if he can't pass a physical next year, then they get a lot of relief.
Of course.
And I think that comes due like whenever the new league year starts and all that stuff.
I just never had pondered the possibility that he would play this year.
Well, sure. The recurring tweets that I'm referring to from Stefanski's media appearances to me sort of took on, I wondered if it was just a bit, even not from the coach, but from the report. Like, I'm just going to keep asking about Deshaun Watson until like something happens.
It's okay to.
Yeah.
And I think.
Yeah. He's on, I mean, he's there.
What's the latest?
And, you know, maybe eventually you get an answer that's different than we'll see. And I guess today was that day. I mean, I think we're still at we'll see. He's just starting to practice, but...
No, it's 21 days.
It's the kind of thing you do if you're getting someone ready to play, I think.
And I wonder, too, if they have any sort of, like, I'll say legal obligation to do this if he can pass the physical, like if he is, right. Because, you know, he should have the opportunity to play if he's healthy, but the team has incentives to not play him when he is. So very interesting. I hadn't thought about him at all. That game, it's a 21-day window. That game is in 17 days. Like, that would be the game. When Burrow, right or wrong, when they opened the window for the proverbial window for Burrow, there were two games that happened. And the first one, he was never going to play. The second one, he might, and we thought he would, and then he didn't.
Right.
And then Thanksgiving was the third one. And Monday of that, last Monday, like, yeah, he's good. So the third game in the 21 days, that's what you're doing. What was Hairston?
That was really quick. They opened that window, and he played right away.
The first week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Hairston got on the field, and then suddenly he was, like, no injury designation, and he's just playing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't, you know.
If you're ready, you're ready.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and they could wait until after the Bills game and then activate him that week before the fourth game. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a deadline by that Bills game. They've got a few days wiggle room. So I don't know.
No, but if he doesn't play that game, he can't play.
No, because they can activate him. That's the thing.
Oh, well, okay.
So
that's that's what I meant.
4 days after they play the Bills. If they play the Bills in 17 days, they've still got days to activate him, and then he could play.
Or they could activate him, and he'd be a backup.
Sure, whatever. But there's not a deadline at the Bills game. But
ADP chasing fans, is Deshaun Watson the guy you need this year to win fantasy tournaments? Right. Wow. Yeah. Nobody ever drafted him once.
And like,
nobody drafted him once.
I don't know, again, all the machinations of what the Browns should be motivated to want to happen. But if indeed he has to be not healthy so they get like half, 50% of that $80 million in relief on the cap, then I don't know. Like, you dig divots in your practice field where he's going to be dropping back so he twists his knee or something. Like,
come on.
What are they going to do?
No.
Because there's just no way that they should. I wonder if he is, I'm healthy. You know, the doctor says I'm healthy. My doctor says I'm healthy. Does he go in there and it's a scene? Like, if they say, we don't want you to play. We don't want you to start practicing. We just kind of don't want you around. They probably have to allow him to participate, I think.
Or I don't know.
It's a whole situation.
Why should they have to do that? They could. They have to pay him. They have to, maybe even activate him. They have to pay him. That's what they have to do is pay him. They don't have to play him. Roy Hobbs. I'm not going to play him. He's on the team. I'm not going to play this bum. He's old and terrible. Turns out he wasn't terrible. He was good. In fact, he was great.
Maybe you open his practice window. I don't even want to say it. I just don't know.
I want to know, though.
The whole thing is just very strange.
I want to know, like, what is the game theory on this?
Yeah.
Short-term, long-term. Why would it make any sense short-term? They're playing Tennessee. I'll stop on the Browns. I'm sorry. I do love AFC North life. I love the Bills playing the Steelers and the Bengals and the Browns. It feels right. 25 years ago, they could have had this on on the regular, but Ralph Wilson wanted to stay with the AFL rivals, so they stayed with the Jets and the Patriots and, I guess, the Dolphins. Like, when it realigned in 2002, I think it was, like, the Bills wanted the AFL tradition. That was the story anyway. So, okay, this is cooler. I like it. Would be subjective. I like it in here. I like the Browns and the Steelers and the Bengals on this schedule. I don't know. It's all more drivable.
Yeah, regionally, it has always made sense.
So I would like to know the game theory on the Browns thing because I can't figure it out. What do they want? And they're playing Tennessee this week, 2-10 versus 1-11, isn't it? Like, it's for the first pick of the draft. We said yesterday you can get tickets for $3. What a deal.
Browns are 3-9. But yes.
3-9 versus
1-11. 2-10 is the Raiders. They're in between.
Okay. So the Browns don't have a great shot at it if they lose, but they still do have a shot at it if they lose to Tennessee.
Sure.
Wow. Okay. What are the Bengals in terms of a rival of the Bills? Like, where would the Bengals rank on the rivalry rankings? In the rivalry rankings currently. This is a sliding scale.
Yeah.
It's fluid, as you like to say.
I think it...
Top five?
Chiefs, Ravens, Patriots.
Ravens?
Yeah. There's been playoff meetings. They kicked the crap out of the Bills last year. Yeah, I think they to me are more... Yeah, they're more valid as a rival right now than the Bengals, even though the history doesn't go back as far. I'm just thinking, you know, the last, since the Bills got really good.
Since Allen.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are a team because they're right there with you. And the Bengals, though, I think, because there's only been the one playoff meeting and then one regular season game and like a quarter of another one, it's just not as hot as the Ravens, I think. Not that the Ravens have never beaten the Bills when it mattered, I guess, but I feel like
that's a big difference.
But they're such a quality team year over year and a contender every year, just like you, that I feel like they kind of outrank the Bengals. They've not really been, like, the Bengals had a lost year last year and almost another lost year. We'll see if they can recover here now that Burrow's back, but they're still only 4-8. They're one game better than the Browns.
They are.
So,
congrats.
But I think maybe top five, I would say. The teams I mentioned, it's just my opinion. Chiefs, Ravens, Patriots. The Bengals could be something right in there, four or five. No one else springs to mind ahead of them.
Are we saying, because I kind of want to be saying this, are we saying that this can change like day to day? Does it have to be year to year?
Year to year, meeting to meeting, maybe.
Because New England should be above Baltimore.
Oh, sure. I wasn't necessarily going in order. I was just giving you, these three immediately come to mind.
Good.
The Bengals are below them. Yeah, I didn't have them ranked necessarily.
Okay, good.
I should have been less sloppy about articulating that. But anyway, I feel like the Bengals are below those three, and I don't know. They've had playoff meetings with Pittsburgh. Are the Bengals and the Steelers somewhat similar, except that the Bills murdered the Steelers in the playoffs? And the Bengals had their way with the Bills the last time they played.
I know that you're never speaking for everybody, of course, but, and this is really an obvious time to say this because last week's game just happened and this game hasn't happened yet. I think the Steelers are kind of a joke. And a week ago, I would have been not as eager to say that. But right now, the Steelers are kind of a punchline. They're just like, when are you ever going to change? What are you doing? 9 years since a playoff win. Is it funny to you? Like, when are you ever going to do something else? Aaron Rodgers, by the way, I think the Steelers are kind of laughed at. And the Bengals usually are laughed at. Most of their existence, they've been laughed at. But not really necessarily right now. And if you're a Bills fan, you don't want to make fun of this game. I mean, Cincinnati did a thing that almost nobody has ever done, and that's win a playoff game in Buffalo. Like that, they did that, and they did it handily. Like they did that decisively, impressively. So, enough with you guys and your Chiefs fixation. It doesn't have to be Kansas City you could lose to. The Bengals came in and really that was they punked the Bills that day.
And didn't they then beat Kansas City the following week in Kansas City? Or have I got my years mixed up?
No, they beat them the year before.
Oh, okay. That's it.
They beat them in the 13 seconds year.
Oh,
but then they lost
right.
A very close game right. The next year. They could have gone 2 in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but they've won in Arrowhead.
They've won in Arrowhead in the playoffs.
Yeah, not that that matters to the Bills rivalry, but yeah.
No, it doesn't exactly, but it does in how, like, sort of the whole context of the last 5 years in the conference. You know, Cincinnati... I don't know if I want to say this. Do they outrank the Bills in this era for what they've accomplished? I mean, they have made a Super Bowl. They have won a playoff game here in a different season. Have they done better than the Bills? Maybe not, but it's comparable. Like, it's both teams. It's not just the Bills and the Ravens who have to suffer at the feet of the Chiefs. It's Cincinnati, too, but Cincinnati does have that win.
Yeah.
In the playoffs in Kansas City, and they almost did it again. Well, the Bills have almost done it a couple times
themselves.
Well,
they haven't had their regular seasons haven't been as impressive because they've had last year and they're having this year. But playoff-wise, it's closer than you might like, I think I'd say. If not, even advantage them. I think I want to put them fourth. Miami maybe is fifth, even though Miami's kind of dormant right now. But, you know, traditionally, rivalry-wise, yeah, Chiefs, Patriots, Ravens, Bengals, Dolphins, I think is how I would go, top five.
What about Houston?
That was the next team that I was thinking of before I said Miami.
They have a claim to some place on this list, right?
They do,
Allen has never won there.
If they were to meet again this January and it goes, you know, at all similarly to how a couple Thursdays ago went, they're maybe knocking Cincinnati out of there, or they're knocking on the door. Miami, get out of here. Like, they're going to be in our hair if that happens again.
It's not crazy to think that it will.
I know.
That division, yesterday I mentioned at some point we want to be ranking the possible wild card opponents. Not official yet. Also, they could miss, but they're probably not going to miss. Just like winning the division will be hard. So you're going somewhere that first week. How many teams could it be? New England, Denver, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, I suppose, is one of them. If they win Sunday, they're...
Jacksonville, Indy, or Houston.
Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Houston. That's eight teams that could end up being a division-winning home team,
right,
that the Bills would have to face in the first round. What's the best-case scenario? What's the worst-case scenario? Indianapolis is interesting right now. They've lost a couple. I have bets against the Colts, so I'm kind of like... fired up to see them lose. I really don't want that so much otherwise, because I think they're kind of a cool story, but...
Best case is you get the AFC South winner if it's not Houston. Sorry for the disclaimer.
What's Jacksonville,
there,
though?
But not Houston.
Jacksonville is way different than Houston as an opponent.
They don't have the edge, guys. Like, the defense is not the best defense, the most fearsome defense in the league. And despite how that game went and looked and felt, the Bills had the ball, with a chance to throw into the end zone and win it.
How about this question? 5-6-7, if it ends up that the Bills don't catch New England, which they will not have any chance of doing if the Patriots win their games against the Jets and Dolphins. That's it. That's all New England needs to do to wrap up the AFC East. Those games are two games out for them. They have a bye, and then Bills, then Baltimore. They have to lose. For the Bills to have any chance of winning the AFC East, New England must lose to
one of
either the Jets in New York or the Dolphins at Foxborough. If that doesn't happen, is there any difference between 5, 6, and 7? Does it matter at all to you if it's 5, 6, or 7?
It definitely will as we get closer and this AFC South situation sorts itself out. Because who's going to win between Baltimore and Pittsburgh or Cincinnati?
Well, that's one question. Does that matter?
Right. It does to me, because I'd love to be the 5, right? Because if there are good teams at 5, 6, and 7, like better teams than normal because the way the year's gone, then the potential for upsets up top exists more realistically than it normally does. And so you're the 5. You could be the last, you could be the highest seed standing in a scenario where, you know, the Ravens and the Chiefs somehow get in behind you and they knock off somebody up there. Maybe you're playing at home eventually. It might have to be not until the AFC title game, but it could happen. So I'd like to be the 5. Not if I got to go to Baltimore, though. If I got to go to Pittsburgh, give me the 5 all day long. I mean, I just saw that movie. I think I'm not worried about that at all. Baltimore is a lot more intimidating.
Anybody want to take on that question? Are all the wild card eventualities, possibilities the same? 803-0550, Bulldog says they're not because of the Ravens. How long has it been since we've seen the Ravens look any kind of good? I mean, I'm usually a Ravens apologist, I want to say, but I haven't liked him in a long time. Even with Jackson back, he looks off, just really off. He looks bad.
Yep.
For some reason.
I just think there's still time for him to get healthy.
Me too.
And if they get there, if they can, whatever, just piece it together and find their way to it, I said last week, and I still feel this way, I would rather go to Denver as the 7, say, than go to Baltimore as the 5.
Ooh, how about that? Anybody want to take that on? Let me think about that. I kind of want to. Ravens have 2 left with the Steelers to bookend their season. In between, at the Bengals, who they lost to pretty badly at home, New England, and at Green Bay. How many wins is that? They're 6-6? How many wins is that? And if it's 9, that's probably enough. Wow. What an interesting year. 803-0550 for your calls. Joe Goodberry on the Bengals. Sal Capaccio on whatever we ask him. That'll be at 5. The Sabres are in Philadelphia, 6:30 pregame, 7:30 game. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yeah, you don't see that team on film. I see a lot of guys that are playing extremely hard, especially when you bring back their starting quarterback, who's one of the best in the league, and gives them a revamped kind of life. And they're playing extremely hard this last game. They, you know, had a bunch of turnovers, and we got to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to limit those and, you know, keep the ball on our side.
Josh Allen. He likes what he sees in the Bengals, even on defense. I mean, imagine if he said different. Last in everything. Even after that game in Baltimore that they won nicely. Are you still thinking about what if Allen had said?
I am.
How bad they are?
Did you see what we just did to Pittsburgh? These guys are worse than that.
Yeah. Just like.
That'd be great.
I'd like to have one friend. Like one sort of secret friend that's on one of these teams. that would just tell you anything. Like, it would just tell you the truth.
Right.
Whether it's Allen or anybody else, like, this is going to be a joke. And then you go to the media and, like, just completely change course.
Mm-hmm.
But even after that game, they're 31st in rushing yards allowed, 32nd in passing yards allowed, 32nd in total yards allowed, 32nd in points allowed. I mean, sure, some of that was early. I mean, the first game they gave up 16 points to the Browns. It wasn't like they went on tilt in week one. But mid-season, pretty bad. They lost to Minnesota 48-10.
How does one do that exactly?
Was that Wentz?
I think so.
Had to be.
Yeah, right? Because McCarthy hasn't been – he was hurt so early, and he's never been that good since he came back.
It was Wentz that – there was that – that was the Isaiah Rodgers game where he had like a pick six and a fumble return touchdown, and the turnovers just got stupid on Cincinnati. By the way, speaking of Minnesota, Justin Jefferson, more and more speculation that he's just fed up. You can see it. I talk to Matthew Collar every week on his Purple Insider podcast, and we talk on the air, we talk off the air, and like Jefferson, who is like everybody's favorite, he has been, I think of this in a fantasy context, but it doesn't matter. Like, he has been so good that it hasn't mattered who his quarterback is. When Cousins left, it was Josh Dobbs and Nick Mullins, and no matter who it was, Jefferson went 8 for 110. Like, it just didn't matter. Until J.J. McCarthy. Even Wentz a little bit, they got away with it, but not great. McCarthy, not only is Jefferson not doing, like, he's almost benchable in fantasy, which is crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Depending on, like, your depth. Who's a good name for this? I'll think of a good name for this. I'm just going to say, though, that he's showing his frustration. It's obvious. And you have people talking about, like, this list of teams he would go to or that might inquire about him next year. Maybe he's the guy we're going to be talking about all offseason if this year ends in the second round again when nobody gets open and the Bills lose to Jacksonville or something. Like, just,
God.
I know.
Yep. Yeah, no, sure. And, you know, we can make all of the fun you want of the Bills and their seemingly only knowing how to reach people they've done deals with in the past, but we know that this organization made a deal for a receiver with Minnesota a few years ago, so like they got their number. I mean, obviously he's got everybody's number, but you know what I'm saying. They've done this before, these teams. So, yeah, there'll definitely be smoke there. Like, if what? I mean, what are the Vikings even going to do? You know, it was part of the reason why I know Matthew was always very like just making fun of, yeah, we're going to talk to Joe and Sam tomorrow and Friday, right? The room for a while before Jefferson got a contract was, are they going to move him? Because they don't have a quarterback figured out. But, you know, they drafted McCarthy and that was their plan. They redshirted him and we're going to hit the ground running. And Kevin O'Connell is so good, he'll just figure it out. And how's that going? So we're back to wondering if, yeah, Jefferson is long for Minnesota. But the initial speculation about it was predicated on you're going to pay all this money to a receiver when you don't have quarterback figured out. And now they're back to not having quarterback figured out, it looks like.
Very much so. The best name, I can't find even like a name that's close, but I have to say I wouldn't do this. The best name for fantasy, like, would you start this player over Justin Jefferson this week, is Jacoby Myers. But I would say no, probably, because of the matchups. Jacksonville, Myers is on the Jags now, have Indianapolis, and the Vikings are home to Washington. Like, that's pretty good. But does it even matter?
I don't know.
Who is somebody that you would start Justin Jefferson this week? Keenan Allen? Nah, boy. No, I wouldn't. I got to think of somebody where I'd actually do it. It wouldn't be Keenan Allen.
And Myers is definitely a no for you?
Nah, it's probably a no. I like Myers. And I think he's their. I think he's their number one.
Yeah, I mean, I just watching Red Zone on Sunday, and being someone who was counting on maybe Brian Thomas Jr. to do something in his return for fantasy purposes. Like, there's another touchdown pass to Jacoby Myers.
You and your juniors.
Right. Yes, me and my juniors is right.
Houston, Kansas City, Sunday night.
That's in Kansas City, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Chiefs are down bad offensive line.
Yeah, the left tackle is on IR, had surgery, so he's missing all but the last game of the season.
At least.
Right. Yeah, it could be longer. Who knows? Maybe he's out, but he's out at least 4 weeks, and they've got other guys injured up there too. So,
do you think Houston is dog enough to go in there and win? Remember the game in 94? This is not apples to apples exactly. 1994, the Bills had won four straight AFC championship games. They owned the conference, but it was a bad year for them. Like they had ups and downs. They were like a team, your TV on the fritz, you know, like there were times when it was great and there were other times when it was terrible. And they were, I think, 7-6 hosting the Patriots. I know you know this game.
I totally remember this game. I thought it was Nate a really Turner. Significant moment in both teams' arcs.
The Nate Turner game. Number 21 for the Bills, Nate Turner. Kelly is hurt. It's Reich. It's New England. Bledsoe's in his second.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Year, it's a little bit like now.
Parcells.
Let's hope not.
Yep.
But it's in terms of the Patriots, it's kind of like this moment right here. And the Bills are home. And you know, like, I wonder if they were favored that day. Just they looked so wonky, but they were the Bills. Like they were at home against New England. What was that? New England had the first overall pick the year before. Right. Again, very similar to these last two seasons for the Patriots. And the Bills got up in that game. Like, that's right. Blacked out. By the way, I couldn't watch this game, but they got up. Like, of course, you just don't come in here and win in December. And then New England scored like 38 unanswered.
Yeah, just hammered them
and just blew them out. Like, okay, good is better. Good is good.
Yep.
And that day, the Patriots just completely ended the Bills' reign.
Yep. I mean, they did. You know, they made the playoffs the next couple of years there, but they were never. That was the, to me, that game is like the end point of the Super Bowl. That's it. It's over.
Yeah. They were not even really good teams. New England, what? New England went to the Super Bowl in 96, right? One of the years where the Bills made it and lost to Jacksonville. So anyway, I thought of that game when I thought about Houston and Kansas City Sunday night. Like, is Houston ready? Is Houston the team that can go in there and like put the Chiefs to sleep? They have the defense for it. They have the perfect matchup on paper to do this. Everybody's afraid of their defense. The Bills saw it. We all saw it. And here are the Chiefs who can't get right, and their line is broken. Could this be that New England game?
And they can't run the ball.
They never run the ball.
They don't have a pivot, really, to something else.
What would you do there with a bet? Houston at Kansas City Sunday night. I mean, you got the refs, too, to think about here.
Right.
We don't want Kansas City to be dead,
well,
do we?
I might have told you a little bit how I'm thinking about it, because I asked to be sure where the game was being played. Because a lot is being... I haven't like studied splits on this or anything. But Houston, with that home field, the noise, all of it, I mean, we saw it. I mean, it was a nightmare for the Bills. And I would expect it to be very similar to that if this game were in Houston for the Chiefs. But it's not. It's in Kansas City. How much does that take out of that Houston defense? I think some, but I would still expect those guys up front, the edge guys, to win pretty regularly. We'll just have to see what Kansas City does. If they have a plan to deal with that, that the Bills simply were not capable of putting in place and or executing a couple Thursdays ago. But I think I like Houston in the game.
You do.
Yeah. What are they? How much are they they're an underdog, right, Houston?
Want to guess?
2.5.
3.5.
All right.
3.5.
I think I like Houston. I think if I'm putting a parlay together, I think I would moneyline them even.
Okay. If this game were in Houston, you can imagine the crowd, maybe like it was when the Bills went there, only bigger. Like, this is the Chiefs. This is our chance to, like, break through. I think the Kansas City crowd is like the 94 Bills crowd.
Right.
Which I was in.
Like,
which is like, oh, I'm so tired.
Are we good anymore?
I'm so tired.
Are we any good?
The
barbecue was good.
Can we just take a break?
Right.
I don't want to see them go to the playoffs and lose by 30. Is it okay if we just sort of skip here? Maybe the Chief crowd would be a little bit tamer. Whatever that's worth. I mean, who cares what the crowd sounds like?
But. Right. Yeah, it's more to me not how, because they wouldn't be making noise while Casey has the ball anyway. So how noisy they are.
Here's how noisy
Houston has the ball. I don't really care, because you know that offense is not the threat.
It's the second quarter and the game is 3-3, and I'm a Chiefs fan, and it's 3rd and 5 for C.J. Stroud at the Houston 40. Let's go.
Yeah.
You're probably giving
the stink eye to the guy or girl that's standing up going, come on!
Nobody's even doing that.
You're just like, dude, come on. You come on. I'm not coming anywhere with you. Not now. Not today.
We need a break here. This is not our year. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's been a good ride. We can come back. I'm talking myself into the Texans. 3.5, though. Are they begging you to pick the Texans with the 3, with that hook? As Joe will, you know, use that parlance tomorrow? The hook? Not even just 3? I've got to give 3.5 if I want the Chiefs at home against the Texans? Wow. This is going to be a great week. Joe Goodberry coming up at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.